Blog Talk Radio.
But when you look in the mirror, what do you see?
see when you look in the mirror? Do you see his love? Do you see his grace? Do you see his mercy? What do you see? And I have to ask myself, what do I see? And I see his favor. I see his grace. I know he loves me. I know what I'm going through will not last always. I know his joy cometh in the morning. I know all I have to do is hold on to his unchanging hand.
Amen.
See, these are the things I look upon. These are the things I think about. Because I know he has me. And if it wasn't for him having me, everything that's been going on in my life as of this week, I should have lost my mind. My husband can tell you I've been running. He's been running. And Satan's been on our track. But not one time did we give up. Not one time did we put that white flag and say we surrender. We said, Satan, if you want to mess with our daughter, baby, I feel for you because now you really in war. You really want some? Do you really want some? Because I'm willing to give you whatever you think you big and bad enough and can want. Because I'm so ready for you. Because this is only a test. And I have to remember that. And as we begin to talk on tonight, on peeling off some layers, I want y'all to really begin to pull them off. Your hurt, your disappointment, everything is bogging you down. You don't see your way out. I want you to look on the day and look for your favor and look for your grace.
Amen.
But let alone look for God's mercy, because this battle has already been won. And we have to realize, as women, we do not have to hold on to everything, because everything is not for us to hold on to. When God said, cast all his trouble, all your trouble on him, he didn't say a little bit. He didn't say, just give me a sample. He said, cast them all. But I don't see why it's so hard. Then sometimes I ask God, you know what, God? I did cast them all on you. But why it seems like as soon as I really start to let it go, it come back with vengeance. I'm dead serious. It seemed like it comes back with vengeance. And I know Satan can't bother me, but when he start attacking my children, it's like I get all discombobulated. I can't get my thought process together. But I know it's not my fight, because God already won the battle. But my girls got to realize it's not their battle either.
You always say, to whom much is given, much is required.
It's not theirs either. It comes a time in any child's life, those that's over the age of 13, as we're training them up, we're raising them up in the Word, we're doing what we needed to do. At 13, they have their own sins. They got their own mistakes. They're going to make it. But you're not accountable for those things. And then when they get to 20, 18 and up, we feel as though we still got to carry them. in our mind, in the back of our mind. They need us. But do they really? I want to read Nehemiah 5 and 13. And also I shook my lamp, and I said, so God shake every man out of this house from this labor that performeth not the promise, but even thus, he says, shaken out of emptiness and in all consecration. And praise the Lord according to his promise. It's like, I can't, I want y'all to really think about him shaking some things as he unfolds his robe. God is shaking out some things. Shaking things out of your homes that don't belong. Shaking some people out of your life and rebuilding yourself up again. Making yourself whole again. Making yourself accountable for every promise that God gave you. Making yourself accountable for your actions. Not God's actions, but yours. Because he still say, cast all problems on him. Because he cares for you. Oh, wow. And I always tell y'all, when God give me something, it's just not for me. And it's just not for, it's for all, everybody that's willing to listen. Because he's no joke. Again, you're listening to Turning the... Oh, Jesus Christ, you hear me set the turning for you guys? Purpose Kingdom Network, this is the 1017th episode, and this is the Daughters of Ruth. My name is Maureen Lee. If you like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. And if you like to respond to anything we're talking about, you just simply push the button number one, and our display operator will put you in a host key. And I just want y'all to realize God is the answer. He is the only one that can change your life around. He is the only one that can set your line straight. Because you want God to shake some things off. Like when you shake off a tree and all the pebbles begin to fall, that's how I want God to shake me. I want him to shake all the things that he didn't put in there. I want him to shake me till I have nothing but emptiness, for him to fill me up with love, peace, mercy, grace, his favor, his love, his understanding. I want him to carry me. I really want him to do these things because I can no longer do them by myself. And it just takes me back to Joel 15:33. When he say, he shall shake off his unripened grapes as the vine and shall cast off the flowers as the olive. And I have to think, wow, I really need to shake some things off. I really need to peel some things out of my life. And when I became to peel some things, I realized it's just me. It's great I have a husband. It's great I have a daughter. It's great I have grandsons and granddaughters and great-grands. And it goes on. But when judgment day comes, I stand alone. And I don't want all those things bogging me down that's going to keep me from walking into my purpose. I don't want anything holding me back from his grace, his love, and his favor. Oh, yes, yes, I'm still a Christian. Yes, I still have a relationship with God. Yes, I am flawed. When I look in the mirror, I say, yes, I'm flawed. Because some things I still carry that God said he'll take. Yes, when I look into the mirror, I have to peel some things off. I have to shake some things loose. And it does something to me. Through the waters thereof raw be troubled. Through the mountains shake with swell. Can you imagine a mountain shaking? Can you imagine your waters and your life be troubled? But all God got to do is speak a word. All he has to do is speak a word. If I'm talking to anybody, just write some things down that you have to peel, that you have to shake some things off, and hit one. Let's talk about some of the things you need to peel back, some of the things you need to shake off, because this is the Daughters of Ruth. This show is for you and me. If you want to cry, let's cry. If you want to laugh, let's laugh. If you want to pray, let's do it. Because we can't grow unless we let go and let God. So for us to get to that level. Well, Maureen, how do we get to that level? We begin to look back in our lives to see how far God took us and brought us. And then we got to read our word and study to show thyself approved, a workman that be not ashamed. And then we have to form a relationship. And then we have to ask what God wants of us. What do he require of us? What do he need from us? And as he begins to minister to you through song, through a telephone call, he will begin to minister to you. It might be the deacon, the usher, the preacher, the evangelist. He used a host of people to get his job done. Why not let him use you? Are you willing to peel some things out of your life that don't belong? Are you willing to become an infant in God's army and let him build your character? Are you willing to let go and let God? Because my word says, if anyone come to Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things pass away, and all things become new. That's the Father I believe in. So all my bulls, all my holding on to love that didn't want me to hold on to it, And I'm talking to about my girls. They got their husbands, their boyfriends. There's no time for mom and pop. Or you think mom and pop don't need you. But that's when we do need you. We might not say it, but we do. We have to lean on each other. We have to hold on to each other. We have to minister to each other. We have to build our daughters up. When one falls, we need to take one arm and the other one take the other. I got you. We all fall. But as we begin to peel some layers off, you realize it's just you and God. It's just you and him. You could take the makeup off. You could take off the weeds, the wig, the lipstick, the thick foundation. Just become naked to him. He knows who you are anyway. But he wants you to confess it to him. And as you confess it, you leave it because that become an old thing. So sometimes as Christians, we do make mistakes every day, but we have to rededicate ourselves. I said it. Yes, I did. Rededicate yourself. Maureen, rededicate yourself. Because you need to forget the former things. I can't dwell in the past on my mistakes I made. Because if you dwell there, that spirit tried to get you to stay there. And if I stay there, I can't go to the next level where God has me to go. I can't do the work that he needs me to do because I'm dwelling in my past. Amen. And the word tells you, do not dwell in your past. Forget the former things. Peel some layers off and forget those former things. Shake some things off and don't dwell in your past. Because God want to do something new in you. He's ready for you to spring up. He's ready for you to forgive yourself. He will make a way from the wilderness. He will make streams into the wasteland. Because God has called us. Get your new identity in Christ. You have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Again, you have nothing to lose. Why not try Jesus? Why not? Because if you think about Genesis in the beginning, there was. And all he did was speak them. And everything he made was good. So if he made you, you were good. You were not a mistake. He made boys. And he made girls. They were no mistakes. Woman and man, they were no mistakes.
Anna went to a deep sleep. First surgery in the Bible. Took a rib and made woman out of man's ribs, the dirt of the earth. But yet still, we hold on to everything negative in our life instead of letting everything go. Why do we not find ourselves worthy? When we look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a woman or man of God that God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? What do you see? Well, if truth be told, last week I just seen hurt. I seen disappointment. I asked God, why? What did I do? Should I have said something different? And the enemy was like tingling in my head, making me wonder. And it was nothing I did. Nothing I said. Nothing I could have done. Because that battle wasn't mine. It was my daughter's battle. It was hers. And all God needed me to do, keep my mouth shut, study his word, have a better relationship with him, so he will work it out. So I had to forgive myself. I had to look in the mirror and say, you know what, Father? All I see is me, but I forgot you were in it the whole time. You were there. How? Because when it becomes your children, you put on this robe of invincible that you gotta fix it. You gotta fix it. But guess what? Everything's not for you to fix. That's God's job. Who are you? Move out of his way so he can do what he promised you he would do. If you come as you are to Christ, if you put everything you have at the altar, I will pick everything you put down, I will pick them up, and I will carry it for you. My husband gave me a poem. If you know it, I want you to go Google it on your phone. It's the Maya Angelou poem, Still I Rise. And just read it. Just read it. Maya Angelou, Still I Rise. Thank you. But I just told them that, like, do research. It's an awesome poem, and it's worth it. I just want y'all to realize some things on tonight when the topic was and still is peeling
some things off. And as you begin to peel some things off, I want you to replace some things. I want you to peel off hurt. Yes, I said hurt. Something that caused you pain or injury. Hurt, a physical injury. Hurt can be emotional. It hurt damages some things. Hurt is familiar with wounds and tears. But as you take hurt and put it in an ashtray, in the trash can, wherever you put it, I want you to put healing in the replace of it. I want you to put healing, making something healthy again. So with when you're hurting, I want you to tear that hurt up. Say, God, take this. Take this hurt. Just take it from me. Because through the hurt, I want to replace it with healing. Yes. Replace it. A broken heart. A broken heart. That man done left you. That girl done left you. Your children don't need you. They don't really want to be bothered with you. I've been abused. I've been kicked. I've been raped. I've been through so much. I've been through so much, God. I have so much brokenness inside. I don't want to be broke anymore. I want you to fix me, oh Lord. Fix my heart, Lord. Just fix me, oh Lord. Give me a new heart. Give me a clean heart. And He will. He will, because He said He would. He said He will. He said He will recover deep emotional scars. He will fix it because your heart is precious to Him. He will give you a new heart when you're overwhelmed. Fix it, me, oh Lord. Fix my broken heart. Fix me, oh Lord. Hallelujah, God. Just fix me, oh Lord. Humble me, oh Lord. Because I want to be close to you. So when God gives you that new and clean heart, so we're going to tear that broken heart. We're going to tear it up into pieces. And we're going to throw that into the sea of forgetfulness. And then we're going to do love. Nothing can replace love.
Because love is patient. Love is kind. Love do not envy. It's not boastful and it's not proud. Love is not dishonoring each other or seeking to your own anger. Ah, oh, when I think about God's love, that agape love that passes all understanding, I realize it's not about me. It's not about me with my 7 daughters. It's not about me and my husband. It's about the love that God has for me. So all this baggage I'm carrying, grandkids, great-grandkids, daughters, a job, a husband, a shopping list, cleaning and cooking, and all I'm doing, I forget about me. I have to keep me healthy. If I don't keep me healthy, I can't help nobody else. And my director from the paparazzi jewelry, she's my director, Nicole, she was just telling me this a couple days ago. I think it was last Friday. You can't help anybody if you're sick. You have to take care of you. And I was such in a, I didn't go out. I just was in the house. I wasn't on the phone. I wasn't on the computer. I studied my word. I prayed. But I seemed like, I said, God, are you listening to me? Why is this happening now? It's so many things that took place. And I've told you some of them. My daughter, Janine, and then my daughter, Charlene, they were renting a house from someone, Anchor or something, realtor. They turned out to be slum lords. My daughters was paying a rent. And it got to a point I told them, I call license of inspection. Go to landlord and tenant rights. And they did, and they came and inspected the house and told them, both my daughters, 2 different houses now, but by the same people that was renting. This house wasn't fit for y'all to live in. It had lead. It had backed up sewer lines. And I just had my granddaughter just gave me a great-grandson. And my daughter just gave me a granddaughter, and they were living in these houses under these conditions, and their landlord didn't care, didn't fix anything. Long story short, they had 30 days to vacate their homes. My daughter was like, Mom, where am I going to go? The city don't help you anymore. So, as a grandmother, as a mother, I said, I guess it's going to be all of us in the 2-bedroom apartment. Y'all got to come on. Y'all got to come on. What else I was supposed to do? I said, God, I don't know what else to do. They got 30 days. Every door they went through was being shut. They prayed. Every door they went through was still being shut. They were lost. So one of my daughters was living in North Philly and had that shootout, and she was kind of scary going back there, so that house was open. So one daughter went there, and the other one came here with my grandkids. But you can do great. You can pray, and still bad things do happen. But I think it was a test. I know it was a test for my daughter. My daughters. And then as soon as my son-in-law get down to North Philly, going around the corner, he was mugged.
hit him in the head with a gun 3 times. Robbed him of everything he had. So that was a step back. But it was a step back for a great comeback. And he didn't see it, and neither did I at the time. I just seen it as if we had money, if we could hit the lottery, there'd be in better houses. That wasn't for me. It was for something for them. That was a test for them. But I wasn't ready to let it go. I'm trying to find places and call places. But guess what? I'm doing all that, and they okay. So why am I wearing their hurt, their disappointments? They're grown. Why couldn't I just be a mom and say, y'all need to do this and y'all need to do that? Who said I had to do it? The woman in the mirror? Myself? It's time to let people go, children go. Let go and let God, for real, y'all, because it kills you. It will kill you. Worry and stress is real, you guys. It will kill you when God already told you, cast all your problems on me because I care for you. What? It's not rocket science, Maureen. Why couldn't you do that? I wasn't ready to peel some things off, and I wasn't ready to let go. Ouch. So if I'm not ready to let go, why God need to step in? You got it. You can get them out of it. Man, was this was hard couple of months. You hear me? I had to realize and check myself. Girl, what is wrong with you? Do you know the man you serve? Woman, get on your knees. Woman, turn down some plates. Woman, what's going on? Upside your head. Stand still and let them know. Just stand. You don't got to do nothing. Just cast it at the altar. And leave it there. Oh, God is so good. We're going to do the call of salvation. And the call of salvation is so simple. It's easy. If you can throw your hands up in the air right now, if you have something in your life that you don't know how to let go of, if you have someone in your life that you don't know how to let go of, and you worry and you're stressing, God says right now, throw your hands up in the air and give it to me. Here I am, God, carrying all this burden. I want to leave it with you tonight, Lord God. I want to leave it at the sea of unforgiveness, Lord God. I want you to just take this thing from me, Lord God. I just want you to do a new thing in my life, Father. And I can't do it alone. I need you. I believe that you died. I believe that you're coming back again. I believe in the Father and you are one, Father God. I believe in the Trinity, Lord God. Just clean me up. Make me white as snow, Lord God. And I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you. I'll pray with you. And I'll find a church that I can go to and fellowship and receive the right hand of fellowship. Then write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I right now became a new creature. All my old things are gone, and I became new because I accepted you.
And when you do that, you go to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, holler out your window, make a phone call. I became a new creature in Christ. I gave my life. And then you find a Bible-believing teaching church where you can grow. And if you got to go to 3 or 4 churches, do that until God puts you where you need to be. But I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy because Satan's going to attack even more. But I want you to stand on a scripture a week until you get that scripture in your head, till you sleep, till you wake up, say that same scripture. Put it on your window. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your mirror. Get a scripture a day, a scripture a week, however you pertain and you learn. And grow in Christ. And let him be the anchor that you need to carry you through this life. Amen. Robert or Pastor Toy, do we have any announcements?
Yes, we do have announcements. Do the announcements. And this is a part of the Purpose Camp Network. I thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight's program. We thank you so much for joining us for tonight's program. And we thank you so much. And the announcement for tonight is if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, or you can just simply send a prayer request or simply say hello. We thank and appreciate you for doing that. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do the same. If you want to hear any of our past and previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And no matter where you are in the world, you can do so by just looking up us on a podcast and liking us. And we thank you so much. And we also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements for our shows. And we thank you so much. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for D Block Church, which is hosted by Adrian Misunderstanding Allen. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for D Block Church, hosted by Adrian Misunderstandings Allen at the 9 p.m. hour. We thank you so much for supporting us and supporting our fellow PKN hosts. And also, let's not forget, back again is going to be our morning walk on anchor.com. Right there, so you just on anchor.com, just go to Purpose Kingdom, and you'll go ahead and we'll have our daily walk on anchor.com. And with that being said, that's going to be all we have for the announcements. And Reverend Lee, the show's going to be back in your hands.
Thank you, Brother Rob. Again, don't forget, you guys, tune in tomorrow with D Block Church. All you're in for a treat. You'll be in for a treat. Let God's word fill you. And I just want to reiterate again, if y'all have any stress in your life, women, start peeling some layers off. Your job, your children, your money, your anything that's bogging you down, that's holding you from going to the next level with Christ. We have to let it go. If we don't let it grow, we can't go where God wants us to go. And I'm quite sure when we get to heaven, you want to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done." But if you don't let some things go, you will never hear it. I said it. You'll never hear it. Be because God don't need you to be in his way. You got to let some things go, women of God. We have to let some things go. We need a fresh anointing in our life. We need a revival in our spirit. Maureen needs a revival in her spirit. Rejuvenate me, O Lord. Rejuvenate me. Lift me up. And I know he did it. I believe it. I receive it, and I thank him in advance. Because my God don't take long to do whatever he wants to do, long as I let him do it. See, you got to really throw in that white towel and say, I surrender. I can't do it no more. I can't be everybody's savior. That's your job. I ain't go to the cross. You did this for me, and I give it back to you. I'll give you my husband. I'll give you my children. I'll give you my finances. I'll give it to you freely. And trust and believe, when you really give it to him and he really start to carry it, and you will see a different walk you have, a different attitude. Then you can witness more, and you can tell people how God delivered you. And as you begin to witness to somebody else, you begin to testify. And as you begin to testify, you see other people's shackles are falling. Breakthrough is in the air. Miracles seen and unseen is coming your way, because the blessing is right around the corner. Women, men, it's time to peel some things off, the things that don't belong to you. Because when God made you, he made you marvelous. You were wonderfully made. He made no mistakes when he made you. All he asked you to do is trust him. So anything that's in your life that's not of God, peel them back. Take out the trash, God. Take out the trash and put on the new armor that God has for you, so you can walk in your purpose and walk with a purpose. Walk with victory status, with your head raised high. Walk into your purpose. It's time for Maureen to walk into hers. Because this tonight's show wasn't just for y'all. Like they said, this word is really a two-edged sword. Because y'all know I have 7 daughters, and I have so many grandkids. Now I just got a new great-grand, Messiah, the handsomest boy you want to see. I have a business, my own business, that I haven't been flourishing in because I haven't been, I told y'all, I've been going through this thing, and I had to realize it's not even my battle. Now that I realize it, I can walk into my purpose and make my money by selling my $5 jewelry from Paparazzi. Awesome jewelry, custom jewelry. And God has gave me my own business to flourish in. And if God talking to y'all, about walking in your own purpose, starting your own thing. Do your research and do it. If you like the custom jewelry, do that too. Inbox me. But do what God has you do. Walk into your purpose and walk with a purpose. Peel them things off in your life that don't belong. Be that tree and shake them unwanted seeds or shells or leaves. And do what God wants you to do. Because you are a bamboo tree. You can bend, but you won't break. It's talking to you made it easier for me. Trust and believe it. My husband been telling, and the best thing about my husband, he's right here. He don't say anything. He just let me worry and stress, and he just sit back. Girl, he don't say nothing. I know he want to say, girl, don't you know who you serve? Don't you know it's not yours? Your girls got to fight their own fight and walk their own walk and talk their own victory. We instilled it in them. Our job is done. I ain't want to hear that, though. He ain't say it, but his looks up, he be like, yeah. But that's life of a mother, life of a wife. We have a lot of layers to us. Let's start peeling some things off that's in our life that's not of Christ. Let's start walking in our purpose with a purpose. Let's start speaking life in our relationships, in our circumstances, through life, period. Speak life and not death, so you can go to the next level where God will have you go. Because it's a job for all of us to do in the kingdom. It's up to us if we're going to do them. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the 1017th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Maureen Lee. You are listening to the Daughters of Ruth. And I'll be back next Wednesday. Not this Wednesday coming up, but next Wednesday. And tune in for the topic, The Battle Isn't Yours. Next topic, The Battle Isn't Yours. So let us see you on the other side next week with the topic, The Battle Is Not Yours. So it's going to be like a different type series of victory and letting some things go. But I don't want to just tear you down without building you up. That's why we talked about broken heart with a new heart, hurt with healing. So all the hurt in your life is already healed. Your broken heart, God already said you said the sinner's prayer, so you got a new heart. So now you have to walk in your purpose with a purpose. This is the tearing down hour and the building up. Because women, we got work to do. We got places to go and people to see and ministry to do. Again, it's time to peel some things off, shake some things off, and tune in next week. 2 weeks, sorry, 2 weeks with The Battle Is Not Yours. Remember, this is the Daughters of Ruth, Purpose Kingdom Network, the 1017th episode. Pastor Toy, Brother Rob, Purpose Kingdom host. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. And I just appreciate you, oh Lord. I just love you so much, Father God. And I just want y'all to realize he's real and he wants a relationship with you. Knock, knock, knock. Let him in. Signing off with the Daughters of Ruth, the 1017th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I love y'all with the love of Christ, and keep your love. Keep the love of others flowing as God has loved you, because he gave his son. Amen. We're signing off, and good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.